He said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" All right. Now, this is a passage of scripture that we may all be very familiar with. But I was wondering, how could we remember more concretely? And of course, origami is the answer. So I wonder if someone who can just help distribute some sheets of paper. Anyone just take the paper out and round. Mark, Vicky, thank you so much. And just everybody who wants one can have a sheet of paper. And or two, in fact. But let's make sure everybody gets one first. And for folks at home, you're going to need a sheet of ordinary A4-ish paper, as long as it's ISO standard. It doesn't really matter, but square paper won't work, so it needs to be oblongular or rectangular. With the specific aspect ratio is not necessarily important. We're going to do a bit of paper folding, and we're going to learn. We're going to learn about Jesus, we're going to learn about being in a boat, and we're going to learn about how to fold some paper. And hopefully that will give us something that we can remember, no matter what storms we may be going through. Okay. Good. Now some of the sheets of paper are like this one, for example. It's very brightly colored on one side, but not on the other. There's not that many. So if you've got one of these orange or pink sheets of paper, you'll need to pay particular attention, because the first fold will determine which colour is on the outside and which is on the inside. So if you've got one of the day glow pieces, okay. So has everybody got a sheet of paper? If you've got day glow, then we want to fold the day glow side in. Okay, so what we're going to do is going to fold it in like that, so that it aligns itself perfectly. And I've got this wooden platform here, so that's going to help me. Thank you, Vicky. Thank you, Mark. Get my instruction sheet out. Okay, so we've made the first fold. Okay, and then I want you to hold it so that the fold is at the top. The first time I did this, I got that bit wrong. So I've got to fold it at the top. And then we're going to fold it down to a point. Now, it's not going to be from the corners. It'll be from a point above the corners. So let me just do this slightly more tricky. Can you see? And then it's going to make like a house shape. Okay, so we've done it like that, all right? Everybody see?
Can I borrow it?
Yep.
Can you see it in the distance? I didn't think they'd be able to see
it
because it's white.
Okay. We're having origami rage already. Okay. So who's everybody with me so far? Well done, Isaiah. That's brilliant. Mark, Judy, fantastic. Okay. Now, the flaps at the bottom, we're just going to fold that up so that just comes up over the bottom of the triangles, so like that. And then do the same on the other side. Okay. So are you with me so far? If it all goes horribly wrong, that's fine. So there's our thing that's folded down. The flap is folded up on one side, but then the other flap is folded up on the other side. Okay. Everybody good? Okay. So, yeah, it's like a little hat at the moment. Now, this is a bit slightly tricky. So what I want you to do is take it like this and then open it out and then flatten it. And with these bits, you need to tuck one flap under the other. And again on the other side, tuck one flap under the other. And you've then got a flattened, squarish thing. Okay? Yeah? Okay, so you're like this, all right? And then you kind of pull it out and flatten it, and it becomes like that. Okay? All right. That's it, Adrian, yeah. And then just flatten it from the, pinch it from the top and tuck the flaps in at the bottom. So you've got one flap behind the other there. That's it, Mark, well done. Judy, excellent. Yeah. Everybody with me so far? Yeah. Okay. Okay, so George, what you're gonna do is you've got it like that, and then you've got to like flatten it down like that, okay? Okay, Matt's helping, fantastic. Everybody good? Okay, so you should have something which looks a bit like that. Well done, Lorna. Everybody, Vicky, fantastic. You guys good? Okay, now we're gonna fold the flaps up to the point. Fold the flaps up to the point on either side. And then on the opposite side, fold that. So we're going to end up with a pointy triangle. Okay. So we had our shape like this. We had our square. That's it, Adrian. Flatten it like that. And then fold the flaps up like that. Yeah, but one on each side. Yeah, so one on each side, so it's going to look like that halfway through, and then fold it up like that, okay? So you've got a triangle. Okay, the next bit is to open up the triangle and flatten it again to make an even smaller, squarer. Okay, so remember we take our sides in and pull it down. Well, Lorna's with me, fantastic. Vicky, well done. Oh, crafty folk. Okay. Now this is the final bit. This is the final bit. Are you with me? So this is where we pull it open like that. And with a bit of poking and folding and sticking your fingers in, and ta-da! There is, whoops, our slightly wonky, bendy, don't know if it'll actually hold water, but there's plenty of room for Jesus and me in the boat. Okay. Well done, Vicky. Vicky's done it. Well done, Judy. Yeah, that's it. Claire, fantastic. You've given up, Adrian. Why don't you have this one then? There you go. You can take that one home. So where were you with this? Where were you with this? All right. So you were there like that. You were there like that. And then that. There you go. So you were only one fold off.
Yours is better than mine.
Well, I just use nicer paper, that's all. You know, that's all.
I just. Nicer person, doesn't
it? No, I wouldn't go that far. There you go. So you can have two now.
Thank you very much.
All right. Are you okay, Mark? Okay. So where are you with that? Yeah, so fold that into a square. Yeah, and then you pull that out like that, tuck those in. Whoops, and then a bit of ironing, and then, you know, a bit of welding, a bit of riveting, and yeah, there you go.
Wow. I've never made the chips right, would I?
No. Yeah. All right. So, everybody got their boat? Good? Well done. Fantastic. How are we doing? Who's just like lost completely? You're lost completely. All right. Do you need me to give you a hand?
Yes.
Let's have a look. Let's see how you're doing. Okay, you're not. Okay, so I think what we need here, we need to just flatten that and then you just pull out. Okay. Yeah. And there's the boat. How are you doing over there? Okay, just pass that to me. Okay, so that's good. And then we're going to fold that up. Okay. Fold that one up like that. Fold that one up like that. Then pull that out like that. Whoops. And then pull that out like that. Okay. Okay. So, Margaret, just fold that into a square like you just had it. Yeah, no, just open it up from underneath. Yeah. That's it. Make a square. Yep. And then flatten it. Yeah. And then just pull out the kind of, from the top, just pull it out slowly. Can you help her, Pam? Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And then just fold up the sides. Hey, oops. How are you guys doing? Oh, well done. Matches your dress. Fantastic. Good. Okay. Now, that's just a simple exercise. But how often do we think that we go through the storms of life, but we're on our own? There's always a temptation, isn't there, to wonder, where is God when I'm going through this storm, when I'm going through this situation? Where is the light when you're going through dark times? And this simple activity, if I can just borrow my boat back.
Yes, of course.
This simple activity is just a reminder. Now, you might want to take this home and put it somewhere. I don't know, you could put your false teeth or your contact lenses into it at night or whatever. Keep it next to the bed. But just something that's just, put them in the recycling bin. But just a reminder that we're on a journey with God. And God is getting us safely through the storms to the other side. Yep. He will see us safely through to the other side. And he is with us through whatever storm that life can throw our way. You're probably quite familiar with the passage I read from Mark chapter 4. You may not be so familiar with Psalm 107, and this is what that says. Some went off to the sea in ships, plying the trade routes of the world. They too observed the Lord's power in action, his impressive works on the deepest seas. He spoke, and the winds rose, stirring up the waves. Their ships were tossed to the heavens and plunged again to the depths. The sailors cringed in terror. They reeled and staggered like drunkards and were at their wits' end. Lord, help, they cried in their trouble. And he saved them from their distress. He calmed the storm to a whisper and stilled the waves. What a blessing was that stillness as he brought them safely into harbor. Let them praise the Lord for his great love and for the wonderful things he has done for them. And let us too praise the Lord for his great love and for the wonderful things that he has done, is doing, and will continue to do for us. Amen. Well, you folks at home, I hope you were able to successfully make your paper boat. And if not, that's okay. No one's going to check up on you. I'll just put that there. And that's just to remind us that Jesus is with us and he will bring us safely through all the storms and to the other side. Hallelujah. Fantastic. Well, the second thing I want to talk about today is in the bag. So I'm going to need some help with this one. What's in the bag? Can anybody tell me what's in the bag? Rubbish. It's not rubbish.
Jelly babies.
It's sadly, no, not jelly babies. If it was jelly babies, we'd just sit around just stuffing our faces with jelly babies and we wouldn't get very far. I'll try and think of a sermon illustration which involves jelly babies, and we'll get a couple of dozen boxes in. And what do you say, yeah?
I reckon that's a good idea.
That's a good idea. All right. So, Catherine, please remind me. Jelly babies. Thank you. Now, this is actually a story from the book of Acts, from Acts chapter 3. And it involves people that we may know particularly well because they're two of Jesus' disciples, Peter and John. And there's a song about this, isn't there, Kerry? Peter and John went to pray. They met a lame man on the way. He asked for alms and held out his palms. And this is what Jesus did. No, Peter. Sorry, getting confused. This is what Peter did say. Well, let me read the story first. Peter and John went to the temple one afternoon to take part in the 3 o'clock prayer service. As they approached the temple, a man, lame from birth, was being carried in. Each day he was put beside the temple gate, the one called the Beautiful Gate, so he could beg from the people going into the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to enter the temple, he asked them for some money. Now, Peter and John looked at him intently, and Peter said, "Look at us." The lame man looked at them eagerly, expecting some money. But Peter said, "I don't have any silver or gold for you, but I'll give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, get up and walk." Then Peter took the lame man by the right hand and helped him up. As he did, the man's feet and ankles were instantly healed and strengthened. He jumped up, stood on his feet, and began to walk. Then walking, leaping, and praising God, he went into the temple with them. All right, so that's our story. Now, I wonder, who can help me? Who's willing to help me? I might need where's the other microphone? Can I just borrow other microphone? Who's going to help me get me some stuff out of this bag? I wonder, is anybody here who can help me? Anybody who can help me? No? Michael, you're going to help me. Okay, I need some more people. Can I have a few people? Now, okay. Isaiah, are you happy to? That would be good. And Zephaniah, you're going to come too? Okay, maybe one or two more people who could come up and help me? Okay. Come on, Granddad. Okay, that's fantastic. No, that's really good. Well done, well done, well done, well done. Okay, now, I need to find my instructions. Okay, now without looking, I want you to tell me what's in the bag. Can you tell me what's in the bag? Can you tell me what's in the bag? Do you know what's in the bag? It's not rubbish. It's my rubbish. It's my stuff, my important stuff, which my wife thinks is rubbish, of course. So, can you tell me what's in the bag? You don't know. Could you, can go first, could you reach in the bag and pull out the small paintbrush? Can you find the small paintbrush? What's that? A toothbrush. Yeah, it's the one I use for cleaning my keyboard and stuff like that. So that's not okay. Have another go. Look at, put your hand in the bag. Don't look and pull out the stripy sock. Find the stripy sock. No, that's the blue sock. Okay, never mind. All right, you can have a go. Let's find my crib sheet. Hang on, I lost my place. All right, I want the blue pencil sharpener. Can you find the blue? Don't look. Find the blue pencil sharpener. Yeah. Scrabble around in there. What can you find? Can you find a blue pencil sharpener? Okay, there's nothing. Okay. What have you got? Pull something out. Just anything, yeah? It's the blackboard marker. Hooray! But it's not what I wanted. Okay, have another go and get me the long-handled teaspoon. Can you find the long-handled teaspoon? I shouldn't really be. Okay, scrabble about. What's the first thing that... What's in there? Can you find? What is that? Ooh, that's close. Yeah, what? Grab it. Pull it out. And it is. Gosh. We've got the remote control and the green rubber band. Well, you can keep the green rubber band. Actually, you can keep the remote control as well because it's useless. That is rubbish. Thank you, Matt. That is rubbish. Okay, now, what about you, sir? Could you reach in and find me? What do I need? Okay, we still haven't found the stripy sock. Can you find me the paintbrush or the stripy sock? Okay, no looking, no looking. We've got, yes, the wrong paintbrush. That's the large one. So we got to, you know, anyway, good try. Now, can you find the stripy sock? Come on, no looking, but can you find, I want the stripy sock. Can you find the stripy sock? Yeah. What have you got? What have you got? What have you got? It's the other blue one. These are washed, I promise. I took them out of the clean sock drawer, you know. Okay, all right. Could you find me? Oh, what colour is it? There's some like triangles and squares. Can you find me the green triangle? Put your hand in, have a scrabble about. There's a triangle shape. Yeah, they're all magnetic, so they might be sticking to one another. Can you find it? What have you got in there? Pull that out. What is that? Yeah? Have a scrabble about, Zephaniah. That's it. Okay. What have you got? Can you find it? It is... Oh, we've got the blue pencil sharpener and another green elastic band. So you can keep the elastic band, but I'm going to keep the pencil sharpener. Sorry. Okay. Right. Now, can you find the white shoelace? We just had a sneak peek at the blue one. So can you find the white shoelace? The white shoelace. He found the white shoelace! Well done. You know what? You can keep that. You can keep that. There's only one, so it's not much use. Okay, can you find me... Isaiah, can you find me the blue ruler? Can you find me the blue ruler? Okay, there's a blue ruler in there. Scrabble about. Okay, that is the pink ruler. Okay, the wrong one. Okay. Right, now, can you find me the orange marker pen? The orange board marker. Okay, find me the orange board marker. And now what are you looking in there for? Find me the orange. Okay, no looking. Can you find it? Orange marker pen. We had the black one come out. Okay. What have you got? There you go. You can keep that. It's a board wiper. So if you've got a whiteboard at home, you can... No, you haven't. Okay. All right. Well, so we know what you want for Christmas then. You want a whiteboard to go with your marker pen. All right. Well done. All right. What else do we need? We still haven't found the stripy sock. We've got the blue pencil sharpener, but the wrong person at the wrong time. How about you, Mark? What can you find for me? Find the stripey sock.
It's that one, isn't it?
Well, there's only one Yay! Sock left. Yes, the stripey sock. Yes. All right, what else can you find? Can you find me the wooden tube? Find me the wooden tube. Find me the wooden tube. Find me the wooden tube. Gosh, I've forgotten half of what I put in here. Okay, I'm allowed to look. Okay, find me the wooden tube. No, right a bit, down a bit.
Right.
Yeah. No, towards me.
Always
towards me, yeah. Slightly in towards you. Slightly. No, that's the cardboard one. You don't want that one. Yeah, there's two in there.
Just
click
that.
Yeah. That's it. No, you got it there. That's it. Yeah, pull that one out. Yes, he's found the wooden tube. I only did this. I need you all to be perfectly quiet because it makes a lovely sound when I open it. Maybe be quiet. Isn't that great? So that's the wooden tube. Okay. And, without looking, the yellow elastic band. Okay, there's only about 20 elastic bands in there. Okay. Can you help him? Do you want to help him find the yellow elastic band? Okay. Careful. No. We're not going to do that. So, you know what? Shall we just empty it all out on the ground, on the floor, and we can actually see what we really have? So what have we got here? We've got all this. We've got an empty tin, which used to have Kendall mint cake, but it's empty.
There's
the marker pens. These are the magnetic squares. And this is the triangle I wanted. It was this one. So nobody found the triangle. These all clip together by magnetic. What's that? It's an empty tin for Kendall mint cake. Have you ever had Kendall mint cake? It's like, that's a cardboard tube. That also makes a lovely sound. Should we listen to the sound that makes? Oh, wrong end. Isn't that cool? You can sit here for hours just. Instant joy, I tell you. Okay. That is so cool. All right, now we've got some bubble wrap here. It's a bubble wrap bag. This is the small paintbrush. You saw the big one. This is the other toothbrush. We've got different shoelaces. This is the yellow elastic band that I was looking for. That is desiccant that came, you know, to absorb moisture. And here's the long-handled teaspoons. I tell you, long-handled teaspoons are so useful. You know, you've got short-handled teaspoons, but long-handled teaspoons. I think Western civilization hinged on the evolution and the creation and discovery and the invention of the long-handled teaspoon. That and the salad spinner. That's what's made Western civilization great. Oh, and the pencil sharpener, yes. And we've got some more pens, and I don't know what that is, and I don't know where that is. But you know what? And I need to get to the point now. Okay. Yeah, just hang on. Because that's all fun, but what's the point, Pastor Alistair? Okay, well, when... Okay, just... Do you want to put all that back in the bag for me? Because, could you... Yeah, and here's... Oh, hang on, to do the tube. Oh, I love that sound. So I got pen and other ruler and the other toothbrush. Yeah, look, the spoon is magnetised. And yeah, so where did I put the bag? Did I put it over there? Oh, here. So if you could put all this useful, brilliant stuff, that's so clever, isn't it? Isn't it? Magnets. Fun with magnets. So put the tube over there. Put everything back. You see, when Peter and John went to the temple, the man was looking for something. He wanted money. He wanted gifts of money. So he couldn't work because he couldn't walk. And so he would beg for money so he could buy food and have a place to live and, you know, and all that. And Peter and John didn't have any money, but what they said was, I'll give you what I do have. I'll give you what I do have. What I have, how does the song go? Such as I have, give I thee. Now, we don't talk like that anymore. We don't say things like such. He can keep the white shoelace and the green elastic band. And that remote control... I mean, you might as well put it in there because it is really rubbish and I'll dispose of that, you know, environmentally friendly way, of course, because it's got a battery inside. You want to take that? Okay, you can take that. Yeah, I'm very happy if you want to take that, okay? Yeah, okay, so you can put your boat and your aeroplane inside the bubble wrap bag, okay? So, but what they said was, what I do have, I will give you. Now, there's a story in the Bible where Jesus fed 5,000 people. Jesus looked around, and this is in John chapter 6. He looked around and saw there was a large crowd coming and following him. And he said to Philip, where can we buy enough food to feed all these people? And Philip said, for everybody to have even a little bit, it would take more than 200 silver coins, you know, just to buy bread for people. And another one of the disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said, There is a boy here who has 5 loaves of barley bread and 2 fish. But they certainly will not be enough for all these people. But then Jesus said to his disciples, make the people sat down. And he took what the boy had. He took what the boy had. You see, in life, there are so many people and so many things who are constantly demanding things from us. You know, the paintbrush, the small paintbrush. You know, the ruler, but the blue one, not the pink one. The tube, but not the cardboard one, but the wooden one. Or the sock, but the stripy sock. And sometimes it's a struggle to meet all these demands, to give to people what they demand. But when God asks us for something, when God asks us to give something to him or to do something for him, he doesn't ask us for the impossible. He doesn't ask us for something that we don't have, but he asks us to give him something that he has already given to us. Because it's not what we have, but it's who we give it to that really makes the difference. It's not so much what we have, but who we give it to. And it's my hope and my prayer, and this is the point, in case you're wondering what's the point. The point is, such as I have, give I thee. What we do have, what God has given to us, we give it to him, and we give it for him in the service of others. What he can do with what we have is far beyond what we think we can do without him. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to hand over to Mark now to lead us in our closing song. I've got the mic here for you. And lead us in. But before we do that, I've got a couple of prayers. So let's just pray. Father God, great and wonderful, all-powerful and all-loving, all-good and all-forgiving. We pray for all who feel they are in a storm right now. Those who are struggling to see light, struggling to find land, who feel there's no safe haven, no harbor, no place of shelter for them. All searching for peace, all burdened with anxiety, facing difficulties and problems to which they see no solutions. We pray for those wrestling with fears, under pressure, those restless and troubled. We pray for those living amongst change and upheaval, those in turmoil and chaos, those who feel their lives are being torn apart. Father God, may your light shine into their darkness. Grant to them the peace that surpasses understanding, and still the storms, we pray. Father, forgive us for forgetting how great you are. For when we bring you down to our level, forgive the smallness of our vision, the feebleness of our worship, and the weakness of our faith. Enlarge our vision, deepen our faith, and renew our trust. Restore our sense of wonder and awe before you. Show us that you are the great God above all gods, the Lord of the nations, sovereign over space and time. May we offer to you today our worship and give to you all that we have and all that you ask for with glad and grateful hearts in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Thank you, Mark.
We have to turn a colour. Oh, no, we're all right. Right, thank you, Lord, for all your blessings, Lord. Thank you for the Weber, because it looks like you're talking to us now. You're making yourself known, Lord. And thank you for letting us look in Alistair's very interesting bag of artifacts. Right, we're going to sing our last song, Artifacts, yes. Right, so if we're going to sing Draw Me Close to You. So if you'd like to stand, let's praise the Lord. Amen. Oh,